Greetings from Long Time No See, the podcast. Every week, we'll be inviting two blindfolded comedians to answer a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Now, let's remove those blindfolds and start the show.
Hi!
What would your opening line with your celebrity crush be?
Loved you in Harry Potter.
Worst date you've been on?
A man bit my neck mole off once.
You did what?
A man bit my neck mole off.
Oh my God, Jack almost fell off his chair.
Be sure to follow and subscribe to the podcast.
So you want to be a rock and roll star? No? Well, how about a podcast star? Well, as it turns out, there's a new all-in-one platform just for you. It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And check this out. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And then Anchor will distribute the podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and, you know, everywhere else in podcast land. And what's even better, you can actually make money from your podcast. Go figure. No minimum listenership on that. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead. Download the free Anchor app right now or go to anchor.fm to get started. So what are you waiting for? Podcast stardom is within your reach.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith with the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence of Sound, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks so much for checking out this series, making your way to this episode. If it's your first time here, or even if you're a repeating customer and you're not subscribed yet, I do hope you hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening from, because we put out interviews 3 a week, one Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's a great way to keep up with all of your favorite artists, discover some new ones, and know what's happening in the music world. Of course, you can find us wherever you get podcasts from, obviously, wherever you're listening from right now, as well as the major spots like iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Acast, Podchaser, and all of the rest. Again, just type in Kyle Meredith with, hit subscribe. We'll take care of the rest from there. And I'm Kyle Meredith. Today, I'm going to be talking with bassist Mike Kroeger of the band Nickelback. It's the 15th anniversary of their record, All the Right Reasons. It would be a huge record, thanks in part to songs like Photograph and Rockstar. And we're going to be talking about this new anniversary deluxe edition of the album. Of course, we'll go back in time to discuss what it was like going into the session. Some tough sessions, Mike says, but it resulted in a heavier album and a more lush album as far as the ballads were concerned. We'll also discuss Chad Kroeger's autobiographical lyrics, how they led to, who we're hearing about on this record, the absurdity of celebrity as sang about in that single Rockstar. We'll even get into that big single Photograph as well, as it told the story of all of their childhood. There on this deluxe edition, this anniversary edition, there's also a new live album, live from the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. So I want to hear why that show in particular stood out in their minds and what they've got planned for next year. A new album, it is the 25th anniversary of the band, so it'd be a good time to have all of that come together. So let's get into it. Talking with Mike Kroeger about the 15th anniversary edition of All the Right Reasons, it's Kyle Meredith with Nickelback.
Hi, Kyle. How are you?
I know we're talking about a couple things here, and we'll start with the 15th anniversary of All the Right Reasons, a massive selling album in the universe, and heading back there to this time. You know, when I go back and listen to it with the comparisons to the records before it, the heavy songs were heavier, the ballads were lusher. Do you remember, you know, what you all had in mind as you went into the sessions?
You know, it's really simple. You know, it was giving every song maximum focus and making sure that it was the best it could be. And, you know, sometimes that came together quickly and sometimes it didn't, but it had to be done. And as, frustrating as it was, and it was a little bit of a struggle at sometimes it flowed freely and sometimes it was a battle, but it had to be done. These songs, we really decided they all deserved the most we could do to make them the best they could be.
I don't know how much you can speak to the lyrics too, because, you know, obviously you guys were going, I mean, you were, it was a big moment for you. Success was huge at this point going into this record. And I think you find that a little bit on the lyrics, too. Like, I wrote down, it seems like an album on the offense, too, because some of these characters seem like they come into the room ready to fight. Like, if you can't speak the lyrics, like, who were the people that we were hearing about in these songs?
Well, you know, a lot of it is Chad, you know, being autobiographical. A lot of it is that. I would say the bulk of it, you know, because we learned early on that it's not easy to write lyrics for another person. You know, the person who has to sing this stuff is probably the person who should be writing it, because, you know, the words that come out of your mouth, ultimately, they're your words, and it's nicer if you kind of thought of them. You know, so that's sort of how a lot of those lyrics are conceived. You know, we would help out, but the bulk of the lyric writing was Chad's, the autobiographical way of looking at life.
And it makes sense then, really, when you get down to Rockstar, that song right there, as the frontman, and he was the frontman kind of taking that attention. But as that song is also a bit of a tongue-in-cheek indictment of celebrity, given your all's fame at that point, was that something that you all were struggling with?
No, you know, we still find a lot of that stuff pretty funny. You know, the stuff that we, you know, wrote those lyrics about, we were thinking about how absurd can we possibly be. You know, this is, we wanted to write a song of absurdity, of kind of comedy. It's the topics that we touched on in those lyrics, we still find preposterous to this day. You know, these things are, it's just funny stuff. And, you know, all the Spinal Tap stories that are based and rooted in fact, you know, which makes them even more funny, I think. These are the kind of things that, you know, when you're in a rock band, you laugh about, you know, things like people throwing televisions out of, you know, hotel rooms and things like that. That's just, I think it's part of the big myth and the big fable. It's great. Right.
Well, you get down to the song Photograph, and I'm sure, like, you know, any song for any artist, you know, the new song is the best song you've ever written, but did you hear something special in that one yourself? Because it would obviously go on to be one of the biggest success stories of your career so far.
Well, Photograph was, we did devote really special time to it. Not necessarily because we could smell blood or, you know, quote unquote hit or whatever. It was more like, I think we all realized that was so much a part of, you know, those lyrics in that song, for Chad and I and Ryan, who all grew up in the small town of Hanna, those lyrics are our lives. It, you know, that he actually did come up with the template that actually did describe our childhood, really. You know, it really, really did, and our upbringing in that town is what those lyrics are sung about. And you know, we all had our little bit to kick in there, but, you know, to be honest, that really is that's really what it was like.
It's nice to have that encapsulated all in a song for all of you all. With that sentiment.
Yeah, it felt really good. So it was something we wanted, you want to give adequate time to, because it's coming from such a place of authenticity.
With this deluxe edition, you also get a live album from the Sturgis show. What was special about that one? Why did you guys single that one out?
You know, Sturgis is just it's not just a motorcycle rally. Sturgis is a cultural event. And it's changed, you know, its profile has changed over the years. And, you know, you see a lot more, you know, doctors and dentists and stuff, you know, riding in Sturgis than you might have seen, you know, 15, 20 years ago. But the spirit is the same, which is, you know, everybody just wants to have a good time. And you know, it's nobody gets on a motorcycle and goes, I'm going to, you know, go out and, you know, this is not a business decision. You know, it's leisure. It's what you do to relax and enjoy yourself. And so all these people get together of a similar mind, and it also equals a pretty gigantic party. You know, I got to say, I saw things at Sturgis, some of which I won't mention, some of which I will. That I mean, you know, that I've never seen so many naked people in the audience ever. You know, and I don't mean, you know, like shirts off. I mean naked, like nothing. And the other thing that, you know, we never experienced before Sturgis is people, you know, the seating at the back of the Buffalo Chip concert grounds is open dirt. And at the back, there were some seated patrons. They were seated on Harley Davidson motorcycles that happened to be running. So between songs, in lieu of, you know, clapping or applause, they would rev the engines. That is something you don't see at every rock show.
Yeah. Well, I'll wrap up with this one. I know you gave us a new cover single with Devil Went Down to Georgia. It's the 25th anniversary year, of course. Everything put on hold with the pandemic, but is this all going to lead to a new record in the new year for some kind of big celebration?
I think we need to get back to work on this new record and get our COVID beards on and get at it, you know, and get this new record ready. It seems like people are really dying for it.
Mike, thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it. Congratulations on 15 years for all the right reasons, and thank you for the conversation today.
Thank you. Thanks for making time for me.
My thanks to Mike. Nickelback 15th anniversary edition of All the Right Reasons. Thanks to you as well for checking out this episode. Again, before you get out, I do hope you hit the subscribe button so you can keep up with all of the interviews that we put out here every single week. iTunes, Apple Podcast, Spotify, YouTube, Acast, Podchaser. Then after that, head to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern. It's an hour full of song premieres and music news, anniversary spins, and bonus interviews. Again, that's a Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence of Sound has your music and film news. You can also find me on the social media spots, including Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, all of them at Kyle Meredith. Please do like and follow along there as well. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, I'm Jen, and I love horror movies.
I'm Mikey. I'm dead inside, and I also love horror movies.
And we really like to torture our friend Todd because he hates horror movies.
That I do. And that's why they call me the horror virgin.
That's the only reason we call him that.
I'm not. No other reasons at all.
Whatever. So every
week, we take him through the encyclopedia of horror, the good, the bad, the ridiculously Jack Frosts.
And then we make fun of it more or less.
Or explain its deceptive feminism.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. That's what I do. That's my thing.
And I'm the funny one. Our episodes drop on Monday, so check us out.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.